Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Zion, and we are on Kuf Lamed Vavim Abayz. A couple of lines up from the bottom, Eisvei. We're up to Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Le Reish Lakish. We started the sugya of Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf, Lav Kinyan Aguf. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which appears in two contexts, as the Gemara brought up. One here, in the context of giving Yerusha, giving something, Hakosev Nechasev Lebeno, the Mishnah had a discussion of giving something to his one son after trying to change over the natural state of the chain of Yerusha. And the question is, if the father sells to the son, and only the Kenyan Gaguf and not the Kenyan Peiros, and then the son predeceases, does the father get it back or not? So that was the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in this context. Then we have the other context of Bikurim, whether a person who has only Kenyan Peiros can be Mevi V'Kore or Mevi V'Eino Kore. We said that was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, among other machlokos, about various individuals in Mikra Bikurim. One of the more discussed ones is the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether a ger is maybe v'kore or maybe v'eino kore. The Rashi quotes in the end of the Torah by the Mikra Bikurim that a ger is maybe v'eino kore, because you can't say that this is the land that I was given. Masha ein kein, at the Rambam says, clearly based not on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says maybe v'eino kore. Rashi is just quoting the Mishnah in Bikurim. But the Rambam, based on other sources, other Tanoim say, no, maybe v'kore, and he emphasizes that. If we review, I didn't bring it this time, but the Rambam's letter to Rabbi Ovadia Hager, which we've read a number of times over the years, where a Muslim convert plays for the Rambam in a letter that he's being made fun of by the Jewish friends that he has now, and they're screaming at him and they're getting angry at him and what he used to be and where he came from. So the Rambam has two parts to the letter. The first half of the letter is where the Rambam discusses what is he says, you were, they were screaming at you that you were Oved Avodah Zarah. Let me tell you about some Hilchos Geirim. And he goes through a lot of the Hilchos Geirim, and included in that he goes through what he thinks is the halacha, that Islam is not Avodah Zarah. Right? Other religions are Avodah Zarah, but that's the first part of the letter. And the second part of the letter, the Rambam gets into Musar. He says, and they're screaming at you and they're getting angry, you tell them, Kala Kawes Kila Oved Avodah Zarah. So you were never Oved Avodah Zarah, and they are right now being Oved Avodah Zarah. And a ger is amazing, and he can bring Bikurim and Bikore Bikurim. Along the way, the Rambam says that on the Yom Mistofev Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, beautiful lashon the Rambam gives and presents in that letter. That is one of the machlokos regarding Mikra Bikurim. So the other one is right here, based on Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf, and the Gemara went into what do you need both of the contexts for, as we saw yesterday. So we are up to Eisvei. Six or seven lines up at the bottom. Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Kinyan Peiros, is Kinyan Aguf. Asks Reish Lakish, who holds Lav Kinyan Aguf Tami. So this is going to be a problem with the Shita that says Kinyan Peiros is not strong. Why? Somebody says, my nechasim should go to you, and after you, it should go to Reuven, and if afterwards it should go to Shimon, afterwards it should go to Levi. I make a whole chain, mace, rishon. So one, if everything goes in order, then fine. If the first person dies, kana sheni. The second person is kona it, even though I wanted to give it to him, and you might say it's automatically Yerusha. No. If I created an acharecha situation, so the first person dies, it goes to the sheni. May sheni kana shlishi. Fine. But what happens if may sheni b'chayi rishon? If the sheni died before the rishon died. So when the rishon dies then, so now what does it do? Does it go to the sheni? There is no sheni. Does it skip over, go to the shlishi? No. The lashon used was, it goes from one to two, and then from two to three. So if there is no two, then it can't go to three. So where does it go? It's not going to go to two, it's not going to go to three. So what are the choices? It could either go to the Yershim of the Rishon, because the Rishon had it, or it could just revert back to the giver, and the Yershim of the giver. So that's what the Brisa says, Yachzur Nechasim L'Yershay Rishon. The Nechasim go back to the Yershim of the Rishon. Not really Yachzuru, so the Rashbam points out, it just means it stays. It stays with the Rishon at that point. Says the Gemara, why? Because it can't go to the Sheni, because the Sheni is not here. It can't go to the Shlishi, because the Shlishi is only supposed to get it from the Sheni. So it stays with the Rishon, and it goes to the Yarshe Rishon. The Im Isa, but if it's true, like what you said, Reish Lakish, that Kinyan Peiros is Lavka Kinyan Aguf, the Rishon only has Kinyan Peiros, because after he dies, it was supposed to go to the next person. So he only has usage rights, Kinyan Peiros, when he has it. And if you say that's Lav Kinyan Aguf, so why should it stay? Why should it stay in his possession or in his Yarsin's possession? Just go back to sender. Go back to the giver. Yaxaru li Yarshi no sein mi boilei. Should just go back to the giver. He never had a, the Yerisho never had a kinyan aguf, so therefore it should just revert back totally. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam on the last couple of medium lines says the Rashbam, V'kivan di'ika tarti. Since there are two elements here, sheyesh the Rishon kinyan peiros de. But the Rabbi Yochanan is talking. The Rashbam is explaining why it works out for me. I hold kinyan peiros is kinyan aguf, and therefore why does it work out? The Rishon has kinyan peiros, which are kinyan aguf tami. And the gam sile kanosein atzmo miguf umi peros, and the nosein really has been mesalik himself and removed himself from everything. He gave the kinyan peros to Ruvain. He gave the kinyan aguf probably to Shlishi eventually. So therefore, once the kinyan peros, which is strong according to Rabbi Yochanan, and once the nosein removes himself, so I understand why it goes to the Yarshei Rishon, says Rabbi Yochanan. But according to you, Reish Lakish, even if the person was Masalik himself, but the Rishon never had a kinyan aguf, so it should go back to the Yarshei nosein. Omar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan answers, Kfar Tirgama, Rav Oshia, Reish Lakish answers, I'm sorry, Kfar Tirgama, Rav Oshia, Bebavel, Acharecha Shaini. This case is different. Acharecha, the case of Acharecha is different. What does that mean? This is not just a case of Kinyan Peros. Acharecha means you even have a Kinyan Haguf in the interim until you have to give it up. There's a Kinyan Peros and a Kinyan Haguf he gives to the Rishon. And then, once that finishes, then it can go to the Sheni, then it can go to the Shlishi. Again, we alluded to this yesterday. We're going to have it later on today or tomorrow. The concept of temporary Kinyanim. Is there a concept of having a full-fledged kinyan temporarily? We usually think that the second that it's temporary, that means it's not a full kinyan, because that reflects the fact that I don't have it forever and ever means I'm less in control, and even for the time I have it, it is watered down, the kinyan. That's what we usually assume. And that's why we'll assume that every time I'm going to have to give it up, that's what we thought here, it's only a kinyan peiros, it's not a kinyan aguf. And that's why, as we'll talk about Bezer Manam and Beis, we have the concept of matana amanas lahachzir. The fact that I have to give it up eventually already waters it down even when I have it, and that's why it's a shaila about whether it's good enough for kiddushin and whether it's good enough for esrog, lachem, whether it's good enough for bikurim, right? All of these questions come up. Maybe, as we're saying here, this is, and again, the Ksos very much likes this idea. No, I think it's possible to have a full kinyan on a temporary basis. Even though it's not going to stay yours, it doesn't mean it's watered down while I have it. It's fully mine while I have it, and eventually, maybe one of his models is right here, Acharecha. Acharecha, shiny, meaning, as the Rashbam explains and as the other Rishonim explain, no, even the guf and the peros are going to go to him temporarily, and eventually after that it will change. After all, what's the classic model besides Acharecha? Yovel. Yovel, what we mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday from the Ksos, is him in Reish Nun Zion. Says the Ksos, what, nope, every field's going to go back Yovel time, so you're going to tell me nobody can say, this is mine, because it's going to go back Yovel? No, Yovel's different. But already you see from the fact, what if Yovel's in 3 years from now? It's still, one is going to still be able to do Mikra Bikurim. Why? Because Yovel already proved that it's fully mine, but it's going to go back in a certain sense. So too here. That's what the Gemara says. Acharecha shiny. V'chein Rami Rabba Bar Ravuna Kame Derav V'amar Acharecha shiny. Also, Rav answered that Acharecha is different. It's not related to the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because this is a case where even the Kinyan Aguf is transferred. Period. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, V'hatanya Yachzur L'Yarshei Nosein. But we have another Brisa that says it goes back to the Yarshei Nosein. So that's Rabbi Yochanan, that's against you. That's against you. So, answers the Gemara, Tanoihi. It's really a machlokas Tanoim. The Rashbam points out, Reish Lakish does not, now that we asked the question of Reish Lakish before, but now it's the opposite. According to Reish Lakish, you're not forced to say that it's a machlokas Tanoim. Reish Lakish could say both Shitos agree to me. And the question is whether there was a Kinyan Haguf transferred or whether there's not a Kinyan Haguf transferred. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, why would it go back to the Yarshei Nosein? Even if it was only a Kinyan Peros, you should say Kinyan Peros is Kinyan Haguf Tami. So it should always go to the Yarshei Rishon. Why would it ever go back to the Yarshei Nosein, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's forced to say that it is really a Machlokas Tanoim. So Tanoihi, says the Gemara. Ditanya, as the Brisa says, where else do you see this machlokas tanaim? As follows, in the case of acharecha. Nachasai l'chav acharecha l'ploni, my property should go to you, and afterward it should go to so-and-so, the yarad rishon u'machar v'achal. And here it doesn't say the first one died, but it means that the first one used it up, went down and sold it and consumed it. So what's the halacha? Hasheni motzi mi'ana l'kuchos divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that the sheni could go to the buyers from the first one and remove it, to take it away from the buyers. Why? Because the Rishon did not have any power to sell it except during the time that he had it. But afterwards, so it goes back, even after he dies, that I could be motzi from Lekuchos. That is what Rebbe says. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, no, ein l'sheni ela mashashiyah Rishon. The sheni only gets what the Rishon left over, meaning he cannot go to Lekuchos. So that sounds like the Machlokas Tanam. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, he holds like, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Kinyan Peros is Kinyan Aguf. He could do whatever he wants with it while he has the Kinyan Peros. And therefore, the Sheni cannot go to the buyers. Mashenkin, according to Rebbe, the first opinion, he can. Stop there for a moment. The Rashbam notes here, what does it mean that the Rishon used the property? It means that he used the Damim. He sold it and he had the money and he used the money and that's all. There's nothing remarkable on the surface of what the Rashbam says. But if you look at the Tosfos Rid here, the Tosfos Rid has an important line which the Me'iri cannot fathom. The Me'iri doesn't quote the Tosfos Rid, but he quotes the Shita. The Tosfos Rid here says, you know what, let's read the Me'iri first. Says the Me'iri. The Me'iri says here, Nechase l'chav achrecha l'ploni, she'machar harishon machar, if the first one sold machar, chachmei ha-Tosfos misafkin bo. Right, we don't have this in our Tosfos. Chachmei ha-Tosfos had the suffix. Shema davka machar va'achal, aval im hamaos adayin ba'em, zacha b'hem ha'sheni. What if the first one sold property, and then he has the money from that property? Is that money still considered as if the items are still there? Says the Me'iri, quoting some of the Baalei Tosfos, some say yes, some say if I have the money from the property that I sold, that goes to the sheni. This goes to the sheni. Vadvarim nirim, says the Tosfos Rid, and I think it's true. Why? As long as we know that this is the exact money that you got for the property sold, then it will go to the sheni. That's a chiddush gadol already, says the Me'iri. We usually have the concept of milveh lahotza nitna. What does that mean? It means if I get money from you, it's not like that money is earmarked to go back to you. You give me the money to use, and then I use it. I have to pay you back some other money. Right, by loans, we don't say that the money specifically has status. If you give me an object to watch, I have to give you back that object. Yes. But if you give me money, milveh lahotza nitna. So I don't have to give you back this exact money. So what's that? So here, what happened? The Nosin gives something to the Rishon. And then the Rishon sells it. And then he gets money for it. So what is the machlokas in the Brisa? Machlokas is, can the Sheni go to the Lokeach and take it back? Because this is the stuff that was earmarked for me. But the money that you have from the sale, am I allowed to go back for that? I would have said, what is that? This isn't like a case of pidyon where there's kedusha to that money. But says the Me'iri, some of the Baalei Tosfos have a suffix, and the Me'iri says, I like that daya, that if there's money still from the Rishon, then that could go to the Sheni too. That Sheni, there's like a status. It's that money. That is what the Me'iri says. If you look in the footnote here, he says, but if you look in the Tosfos Rid says, right here, I'll read it from the Tosfos Rid. Pierce dearly, Dafka Machar V'Ochel. He says like this day of the Me'iri. Avalem machar v'hadamim kayamim, o shekana bohem malbushim achare moso, hakol heim l'sheni. What happens if he used the money to buy clothing? And he has the money. The money is there, or he used the money. One even step further. Those properties, that clothing goes to the sheni. That's beyond what the Gemara says. But why do they get this? They get this from the fact that the Gemara says machar v'achal. It's no longer there. That's why they assume that's what the Gemara is driving at. They agree with the principle of milveh lahotza nitna. You can't argue on that. But the Me'iri here in the Tosfos Rid quote that even if the property itself is not there, if the money from the property, if they have something else from the property, that would also go to the sheni, because we would have thought otherwise. Kamashmalan, that's the chiddush of the machar v'achal. Okay, if you look in the Pnei Shlomo here, he says that maybe va'achal is the chiddush that if you, even if you sold, it's understood that if I give you something or property or money, you could use it to buy food. That's a basic necessity. So maybe that's what the Gemara is driving at. That even if the he sells it for food, you might have thought, I'll read you the Lashon, Aval Tzarach Mezonaso, Yesh Umdana, the Dasano, Sein Haya, Shiacho Limkar, Tare Chazin and Daito, the Nose, Shiachaves, Yerisho Mezonos, Kol Yimei Chayav, Valazen Nakad Rabusa, Machar Viachal, Klamar, Afshe Machal, Tzarach Achila, Mikol Makom, Halakuchos, Motzian. Even if you sold it for a good purpose, right, still, you could take it out from the property of the Lakuchos. Okay, fine, let's continue. So this machlokas, the Gemara, had to say that the Rabbi Yochanan has to hold that there's a machlokas tanoim about kinyan peiros kinyan aguf, and he holds kinyan peiros is kinyan aguf, and that is what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Good. For a mini, but one second, there's a brisa that is the exact opposite. Shitos nachas elachav acharecha leploni yored rishon umocher vaochel divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says the first one could go and sell it and consume. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, in the Rishon El Achilas Peiros Bilvad. No, the first one only has Achilas Peiros. So in direction, this is exactly the opposite. In the first Brisa, Rebbe seemed to have the more limited approach to the Rishon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, do whatever he wants, only what's left over for the Sheni. And here's the opposite mentality. Rebbe is the one that seems to have the more expansive rights of the Rishon, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel limits it. Kasha the Rebbe, the Rebbe, the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Would rather not say it's a machlokas of later Amorim and what the Tanoim said. So, the Rebbe, lo kasha, halagufa, halapera. Did you sell peros? Did he sell actual principal? That's the difference. The first brisa is where he sold guf. If he sold guf, you could just go to the Lakuchos and take it back, because he never had that. Halapere, the second brisa, is where he sold peros. Where he sold peros, he's allowed to sell peros. He has kinyan peiros, and even if you want to say he's limited, lafka kinyan aguf, but he has kinyan peiros, and therefore he's allowed to sell fruit, and that would not be a problem, and that's what he says in the second brisa of mocher va'ochel. The Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Reb Shimon Gamliel, lo kasha, halachadchila hadiyeved, lachadchila b'diyeved. This is flip. The second brisa is lachadchila. The second brisa is that he shouldn't. He shouldn't sell too much, because that's going to lose it for the second one in line. And the no saint wanted to go to the second one in line. But adieved, but in a chinami. If he did sell it, kinyan peiros is kinyan aguf, and therefore he has the rights to sell it, and you can't go and take that from the lokeach. Period. Omar Abaya. Ezehu Rasha Arum. Who is a conniving, wicked person? A Rasha Arum. Where is Abaya coming in from? So Abaya is coming in from, as we know, the Mishnah and the Gemara in Maseches Sota. The Mishnah says in Sota on Daf Chaf, there are certain people that destroy the world. Certain people destroy the world. The end of the Mishnah about teaching your daughter Torah, the end Chaf Amar Aleph. Hu Ayomer, it sounds like Pirkei Avos. Chasid Shote, V'Rasha Arum, V'Isha Prusha, U'Makos Prushin, Hare Elu Mavali Olam. These four people destroy the world. So, what is the, our Gemara quotes one of the examples of the second one, but just to review. Chassid Shote, what's a Chassid Shote? A foolish, pious person. So that is, the Gemara says, the example the Gemara gives two blah later, Chaf Aleph Amabez, what is a Chassid Shote? Read the line, Hechidami Chassid Shote, Kagon, to Katava Itza Benahara, if a woman is drowning in the river, V'yamar Lavar Aralus Takuli Bevatsula. I don't look at women, sorry. I'm a lifeguard. I can save her. I don't look at... Right, that's a chassid shote. Right, that's a value, obviously, tznius and harchakos between ish v'isha. But pikuch nefesh, chassid shote. Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi, ra tinuk mivabea banar, you're passing by a river, you see a baby drowning, you're like, oh, I got to take off my tefillin, I don't want to get them wet. No, if somebody's life's in danger, you go with your tefillin on, if every second is going to count. Okay, that's chassid shote. What's Rasha Arum? That's the Bavli and the Yerushalmi each. The Bavli only quotes one daya. What is a Chassid Shote? What's a Rasha Arum? So here, the Bavli quotes seven pshatim. One of them is the one in our Gemara. But they're really seven pshatim altogether. What's a Rasha Arum? A sly, wicked person. What does that mean? Zeh, Rabbi Yochanan says, Amatim dvarav l'dayin kodim shevo badin chavero. You start, before the other party comes to court, you start talking to the judge, start getting... on his good side. What am I doing wrong? I'm not. I'm just talking. Number one, Rabbi Avahu. All of these are, you know, not exactly. You look at him, what's the problem? But deep down, It's a problem. Zehanosin dinar la'ani la'hashlim lo masayim zuz. We know the Mishnah says in Peya, if you have a certain level of amount of money, you can't take stucca money anymore. So what if I know that this ani has just under that amount? So I'm going to give him. So, okay, no more stucca for you. Sorry, I can keep the rest of my money. Right? So I'm mashlim what he needs, and that's it. So he can't take any more, he can't take any more tzedaka. Number three there, another Rabbi Yochanan, Hamesi Eitzel, Limkar ben Achasim Muatim, not our issue now. But number four there is exactly what our Gemara quotes right here. Back to our Gemara for a moment. Right? What's Ezeo Rasha Arum? What is the, who is a Rasha Arum? Zehamesi Eitzel, Limkar Nachasim, Krip Shimming Amliel. Someone who gives advice to sell Nachasim like Rashbag, right? Rashbag Amliel in our Brisa says, if you sell it, it's fine, it works. So if somebody gives you an Eitzel that you should do that, you really shouldn't do that. Why? Because the Nosein obviously wants it to go to you, he likes you, and then he wants it to go to somebody else. You're going to do something which is not going to allow it to go to the next guy in line. So that's inappropriate, because it's kind of like an umdana that a guy gave it to you in order for you to keep it, and it's going to go to the next line. Right? This is worse than somebody who, right, that sells it. Right? It doesn't say somebody who sells property. Somebody who's Macy Eitzah to do this. Why? Because the Rashbam says, here, you're not getting any hana from it. If the guy sells it, fine. He needs some money. He wants some money for it. But here, it's ein lucha hana klal. So you're not getting anything out of it. And that's what makes it work. So that's what makes it a Russia. That's what makes you a Russia Arum. All right, that was number four over there quoted. There are others as well. Other day is, just to read the two more. A Rav Huna there says, Hamekel la'atzmo u'machmir la'acherim. Someone who has a different standard for their own actions and for other people's actions. Oh, when it comes to other people, yeah, you have to be machmir and that standard. And when it comes to me, you know, I'm more flexible in my own behavior. Right? It's like kind of like Dan Lekav Schus. We're always Dan Lekav Schus ourselves, but when it comes to others, we don't have as flexible a view. And then the last one is Ula. Ula says over there, Zez Shekara Vishana Veloshimish Talmidei Chachamim. Right, that's the Gemara in Brachas, which we've quoted in the past. Right, the Gemara in Brachas, Mem Zayinish, says, Ezeo Ama Aretz. Right, who's an Ama Aretz? The Gemara gives examples. Somebody who doesn't wear tefillin, somebody who doesn't have mezuzah, somebody who doesn't teach his kids Torah. What all different dais? Somebody who doesn't wear tzitzis. And the last one is exactly this one, too. Kar Vishana Veloshimish Tamil Chacham. What's the message? Somebody who learns Torah, but he doesn't have a Rebbe. He doesn't think, and he needs a Rebbe. Veloshimish Tamil Chacham. He doesn't have the outlook on how to view the Mesorah and how to have the proper perspective on all the Torah. Torah is not just information. Torah is a way of life. And we need a Rebbe. Aseh lecha Rav, v'kneh lecha Chaver. If we don't have a Rebbe, then we're going to get a warped sense of the whole outlook on Torah. And that's what the Gemara says, Ama Aretz, and that's what the Gemara also here. Ula calls him a Rasha Arum. Kar v'shan v'lo shimish tamad chacham. But again, the one that's quoted here is the context of Ara. So yeah, as we know, somebody who's made si Eitza to sell Nechasim like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Period. Now, Amar Rav Yochanan, next. Rav Yochanan says, a couple of statements now we have in the name of Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right? One of them has to do with us, as we just had, and we're going to have other ones as well. Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, meaning if somebody in line sells, he's allowed to do that. Umode, she'im nastan b'kembematna shchiv meira lo asa klum. What if one of the people in line, the Rishon, the Sheni, gave it as a matna shchimira? He didn't sell it. He was a shchimira himself, and then he gave it. So lo amar klum, that doesn't work. Meaning, the Rishon is about to die, and he says, I want it to go to someone else, and not the Sheni, as a matna shchimira. When does that kick in? That only kicks in after he dies. That's too late, because the nosein already set up acharecha leploni. My time, Amar Abaya, Mana Shchimira Lokana Ela La'achar Misa, V'Karkad Mu'acharecha. Right, it's too late. You can give it now. But if you give it as a Mana Shchimira, then it's too late. It's only afterwards, V'Karkad Mu'acharecha. Right, there is a chilik between, and we'll get to this in a minute, but there's a chilik between, the Rashbam here is on the left side. You see the Rashbam is all over this stuff, right? It's not just on the right side, it's on the bottom. The Rashbam says there's a difference between the Im Misa and La'achar Misa. Right, and here he wants it to be Chal afterwards, but that's a little too late. The Rashbam just right to the left side of right where we are. Aval Haim Akabel Matana Harish Meirishon Lokana Abba Achar Gmar Misa. The Stam Adam Anosi Mamona La'achar Misaso in Rosa Lahosi Mamona Mikocha Tigomer Misaso. Manashchemira is only given after the death finishes. What does that mean? Death is a process. In halacha, it's clear that there's not 1 second. Goses is rov goses in lemisa. Does that mean that he's still considered chai l'chol davar, but there's a process here? Right, as we'll see the lashon of Hashem of some of the Rishonim soon. But that's what it means here, that he only has that das in mind only afterwards, and therefore acharecha wins. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Abaya Hachi, did Abaya really say this, that if he gives a man a shemira, it doesn't work? V'yayitmar matna shemira me'ema saikana. When is the man a shemira nikne? Abaya Amar im gemar misa. As he dies. V'rava Amar le'achar gemar misa. So how can Abaya say im? So according to Abaya, so why should he not be able to do this? If he gives the man a shemira as he dies, shouldn't that come before the acharecha kicking in? Right, so the Gemara answers, Abaya was chozer bo from that latter statement, meaning he really holds achar Gemara Misa. Why should we say he was chozer bo from the latter statement? Maybe he was chozer bo from the earlier statement. Maybe he really holds it's im Gemara Misa. Answer, lo salka daitach. No, he can't argue on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that anything la'achar Misa is mamash la'achar Misa. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, in Gittin, Zekidech Emesi, Zekidech Bechol Izeh, if somebody says, this is my your get, if he dies, or if he dies from this illness, Zekidech Lachar Misa, Lo Amar Klum, that's meaningless. So you see, the Mishnah says, it goes Lachar Misa, not Im Gemar Misa, Im Misa, and therefore Abaya must hold to that, and therefore we assume he was Chozer Bo from the second statement that he made. The language Im Gemar Misa here, as I mentioned, is discussed by the Rishonim. Just read you the Tosfos Rid's Lashon here. He has two pieces on today's daf. We're going to do both of them. Says the Tosfos Rid right here, Im Gemar Misa Pirish, Kishemaschilim Evarav Lamus, when his limbs, when his organs start shutting down. Kishemaschilim Evarav Lamus, Rachman al-Islan. V'yeshlo Chole, Shemesim Evarav Be'echad Echad, V'shoe Harbe B'misaso. What is he saying? Rahman al-Islan. He's saying sometimes death is a process. Sometimes Rahman al-Islan is quick, and sometimes it's a process. And that's what the Abaya is referring to here, at least in the before we have the Maskana. It's Im Gemar Misa. Good. In that process, for some halachas he's considered chai, for some halachas he's considered mace. We mentioned that a shchimira can't be makne nechasim. We said that earlier, right? That's what even according to the mayor, ainah the makne davar shlobal olam, but kshu goses, not shchimira, goses, right? So goses, but you can't kill a goses. Killing a goses is shfichas damim. So for some halachas it's like a chai, for some halachas it's like a mace. So in this process that's occurring, various halachos will kick in depending on the context. Okay, that is all number one. In the name Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rashbag. Number two, Amar Rabbi Zera. Oh, just one lashon I'll read to you. It's an important lashon that the Nosei Kalim pick up on. The tour has a lashon here talking about a mountain of Shchiv Mira. And the question is, why does he say this? Reish Nun, beginning of Simon Reish Nun. It's a long Simon. Avo b'man Shchiv Mira en esricha klum, as we know. Shachachamim tiknu shediv Shchiv Mira kechzuv nechum esurin damu. Beinim kasavo amar nechasa leploni. Kone. So fine, so far so good. Ma'an eshchimira, machlokas later on, whether it's a didaraisa or a didarabanan. We saw the Rambam that holds it's a didarabanan. But then the Torah adds in this one more line. Ma'an eshchimira is kone, likishe yamus, limafreya, mishas nesina. Wow. Says the Beis Yosef. Really? It goes limafreya? What if he didn't say me'achshav? It's not talking about me'achshav. Kashali, shari amr ma'an eshchimira, eno kone elachar misa. Beis Yosef says, look in Baba Basra Kuf Lamed Zayin. It's La'achar Misa, it's not L'mafreya. What does that mean, L'mafreya? So the Nosei Kalim struggled to try to figure out what the tour means. He can't mean literally L'mafreya, that it's like Mechaim L'achar Misa, because then it wouldn't be a get L'achar Misa and all of this. So it has to be, so the box says, it just means that it's as if it was, it's L'mafreya that we recognize that it was written beforehand, but not that it was, actually Lamafreya, the chalos is not Lamafreya. But again, it's an important lashon the Torah has there in Rishon. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Zera, Amar Reb Yochanan, Halacha Kerb Shimon Gamliel, Vafilu Hayabo and Avadim, Vosian Lacheris. The Halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel here, even if some of the properties were Avadim and he set them free. Right? In this line of it goes to Reuven, and after the Shimon, after the Shlishi, again, what does Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Rav Shimon Gamliel held, and we hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Whatever was sold was sold. The Sheni only could go back to the Rishon, whatever the Rishon still has. So now we're saying, even if Avadim were in that property and it was sold, like Marsha Pshita, what's the Chiddush? He sold. Mao de Tema, Omar Leila Mevedi, Sura Lo Yavina Lacha. Well, you might have said, Havamina, well, I never gave it to you to do an Avera with. You're not allowed to free slaves. Eva Kinani. So maybe regarding that, it's like kind of like Batel, and it's a Mekatos, and you never had rights to do this. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, he's able to do it, and we don't say that is the case. Right, the Rashbam here quotes on the left side, on the 10th, the 8th wide line on the left side. Tamashachrer Avdo Over Base. We know there's a mitzvah asay la'olam vohem ta'avodu in Vayikra Chafei. So if somebody violates la'olam vohem ta'avodu, right, so then I might have thought that it doesn't, he's not allowed to do that. Or the Sefer HaChinuch discusses this, as we know, one of the mitzvahs, this is one of the assays, again, not an exception to the rule, but most mitzvahs assay are positive commandments to actively do something. Most los assays are negative commandments not to do something. But sometimes there's an overlap. Losamad al damrecha is an isser, an avera, but you need to do something, not to violate. Here's another example. Lola mem tavodu means there's a mitzvah assay not to do something. So we have that once in a while. It's in the minority, but once in a while you have a mitzvah say not to do something, and a mitzvah lo say to do something. So this is an example. La'olam bam tavodu, I'm not allowed to sell a slave, like the mitzvah say of keeping Shabbos. Yomashri tishbos, the mitzvah is not to, even though there's some kiyumim there also, but that's the mitzvah here in Parshas Bahar. Shin na'avo be'eva k'nani la'olam, klomar shalon shachros o la'olam, shalois al-cheiris, kiyim b'shem v'ayin, oberasha evarim. The chulu. What's the svaris for that? The chinuch talks about the shorash mitzvah, but the big discussion in the Rishonim is so here you're not allowed to do that. So b'dieved it's okay, not b'dieved it's okay, but b'dieved we say this isn't a mechartos. So why is that? Maybe he had a good reason to sell the eved, even if he didn't. But you know what? This isn't an isser like other isurim. The Ran already opens the door for us. Not only the Ran. Let's go back for a second. Rebbe Lazar already opens the door for us. Which Rebbe Lazar? Gemara Maseches Brachos. The Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Mem Zayin talks about, right, what happened. Rebbe Lazar one time, Rebbe Eliezer one time comes to Shul, and there's only nine. There's only nine in Shul. They need a minion. Nobody's around. They make the phone calls, they put out the WhatsApps, nobody's answering. But they need the minion. It's already 7 minutes before Shkia. Rebbe Lazar says, okay, fine. He has his Eved Kenani with him. He's Meshachar, his Eved Kenani, so they could have a minion. Right, Eved Kenani doesn't count for a minion. It's Miksas Kedusha, but he needs it for a minion. So he was Beshachar as Eved to make 10. Wow, ask the Gemara. It's an Isidaraisa. La'olam bohem tavodu. Right, so how can he do that? L'dvar mitzvah shiny. No, L'dvar mitzvah is different. Ask the Gemara. Mitzvah ba'bavera. Answer, mitzvah derabim shiny. Each line of this is chock full, which we don't have time to get into. But lemaisa, what does the Gemara say? L'shem mitzvah, you can be meshachar your eved. Really? Does that apply to other averas? You could always do aver. I could do any aver I want to get a minion. And is this a mitzvah daraisa even? Rove assumes it's a mitzvah derabanan. This is where the Rush says, oh, maybe it's a mitzvah daraisa. When do you need a minion for mitzvah daraisa? Parsha Zohar. That's what the Rush says right here. Brachas Mem Zayin. But what's the limit? So says the Ran, not the Ran here. There's no Ran in Brachas. We have the Muki Yosef, but say with Rabbeinu Yonah. But if you look in the Ran in Gittin on Daf Chafim and Beis and the Daf Erif, and other Chachmei Sfarad also quote it, the Isser of La'olam, or the Mitzvah, which is the Isser, of La'olam Mem Tavodu is a limited incapacity Isser. It has a built-in limitation, meaning the only Isser of freeing one's Eved Kenani is for nothing. L'chinam. But if I free him for a good purpose, that's not included in the Isser. It's what we might call chutra. It's not techuya. It's not that, and that's what maybe the maskana that Gemara and Brachas is saying. Says the Ran, Kolam Shachra Avda Over Basay, Mashba Delav Asay Gomerhu, to Gemara Parchinon. What about Rabbi Lazar? Shechra Avda, Shlimal Asara, Mitzvah Shaini, Vi Asay Gomerhu, Eched Dechinan Asay Shabbatar, Mishum Hai Mitzvah. So it's a Mitzvah Bavavera, the Yesh Mitartzim. Here's his Lashon. Shalom Amr Torah La'olam Mem Tavodu, Ella mishum shelo yitem lohem matnas chinam. Kenyan shekasa bov dekachavim lo sachanim. We compare it to lo sachanim. V'kima deika mitzvah lav mishum chanina detu kavid ella letzarach atzmo v'havile kenosein demei atzmo. That's the Ron Gittin Chafim Abayis in the Daf Yarif. The iser of olam tavodu only applies when there's no reason for it to for him to be freed. But if there is, Mamela, there's no iser. It's not like there's an iser that has to be nidche. There's no iser. And that's why it's limited in scope. And he compares it to Lo Sachanim. That's interesting because Achronim discuss Lo Sachanim, as we know, in the context of Heter Mechira. Right? Some Achronim say, Lo Sachanim, you're not allowed to give the non-Jews Chanoya Bekarka. You're not allowed to give them a hold in the land, period. But other Achronim say, no, the whole idea is Lo Sachanim is Matnas Chinam. Is giving them for no reason. But if the reason I'm selling property in Eretz Yisrael is for the larger good of keeping a Jewish presence, and just for this year I have to sell it for Shemitah purposes, then that's not a violation of Lo Sachanim. Similar idea. What the Ron says here, and he compares it to Lo Sachanim, that issue is brought up by the Achronim and Lo Sachanim as well. Either way, this is the discussion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan says, we all like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, even if he sold Avadim, even if he might have violated an Avera, maybe part of the Kamash Malan is because it's not as strong, it has limitations, so to speak. Maybe. Either way, it's a true statement. The Chashuk Yechemin here discusses, somebody is a very philanthropic person. He gives an Ani a car. Then he sees the Ani drives the car on Shabbos. Not for pikuach nefesh purposes. Is there any way that he could say, "Well, I didn't know he was going to drive it on Shabbos. I didn't want him to have the car for that." So he says, "Ima ani kvar kibel." If he already got it, and then like a week later he threw it all away, he threw away yadus. When at Bishaito, it was a good gift. Nothing to talk about. If he was already off and he was already driving on Shabbos, and the nosein didn't know about it, then he could start talking that maybe it was a mekatos. Maybe it was, I didn't know that this was you. I thought you were a different person. I didn't know that. So maybe there one can talk about it. Any quotes to Tshuva that Rav Moshe has regarding if you renting out a house or a hall to someone who you know is going to violate Averis. So is always one allowed to do that? Is that indirect? Do I have to worry about that or not? But either way, the Chashuk Yechemet discusses this line of L'mevet Yisura lo yavin alay. Fine. Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yochanan, Halakha Rashi Gamliel, Afilu Asan Tachrich Lameis. Even if somebody took the properties and made it Tachrichin for a mace, which becomes Asr Bahana'a, so that's also allowed. Not allowed, it's just that the Shani doesn't have any rights to it. Pshita, Sabao de Tema Lashavinhu Isere Hanolo Yavilacha. I might have thought that no, I gave it to you to use. I didn't give it to you to be, make it Asr Bahana'a, Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, we say that no. Whatever he sells it for, whatever he does with it, he's allowed to do it. And only after he dies, does the Sheni then come in and figure out what is left. Fascinating tshuva that was in some of the poskim in the recent years, about the 50, 60 years ago, this tshuva came up. There was someone who left in his will. We know the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to be buried b'tachrichin, right? Specific tachrichin that are made by Chevre Kadishas have it. Somebody left in their will, they wanted to be buried in their concentration camp uniform. That's my ticket to Olam Haba. This man felt, and therefore he wanted to be buried in it. So what do you do? It's against the minhag. It's a big discussion in the poskim. So the pshara answer that was given by some was that bury him in tachrichin and put the uniform in the kever. Not on him, bury with tachrichin like the tradition, but bury him and put him in the kever. That was the pshara that was keeping the minhag and keeping. We put other things in the kever. In Chutz Laaretz, they put some dirt from Eretz Yisrael. I mean, there are the other things that are put in the kever. So here too, that was what some of the psak was. Good. Darsh of Nachman Bar of Chizda. Esrog. Now we get into the Esrog sugyas. Esrog zed nasan lecha b'matana v'yacharecha l'ploni. It's the same type of case of making a chain line, but it's about an Esrog. This Esrog is yours. After you die, then give it to ploni. Not lo rishon v'yatzabo. Is that called lachem? Could the rishon use it? Banu l'machlokas, Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. So we assume that's gufa the machlokas. Reb Shimon Gamliel would say, yeah, it's his lachem. You could resell it. The lakuchos aren't going to have to give it up, but I'll do whatever you want with it. Rebbe, who has a more limited view of your power, would say, no, that's not good enough for lachem. You can't sell it. The Ritva's lashon is considered sha'ul. It's considered borrowed because it's a limited gift. So Masa l'Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, 1 minute. I understand that the general machlokas that they have by nechasim in general. Elahacha, but here on Sukkis, Elahacha, what do you think the guy gave him the esrog for? What he give the recipient the esrog for? He obviously wants him to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. The Rishonim say here, and even though you could smell an esrog shel mitzvah, that's not the reason we give esrogim to people on Sukkis, right? It's to smell, even though that is a benefit. So Ella says the Gemara really. Even though Nachman Yitzchak says, even though misvar, you might have thought this is related to that machlokes, I don't think so. Ela meifik to kliyam ala plikin denafik bay. For sure, he is kone enough to be able to be yotze and it's lachem. The Ritva's lashon is the umdana here is that he's giving him the kinyan aguf. And we said before, acharecha shiny, it might be different. So here by esrog, for sure, we assume the nosi is giving him the kinyan aguf, or you assume this is a super kinyan peros, whichever formulation one uses. For the person to be yotze esrog, so there's no machlokas about that. Machra o achla, if you would take the esrog and sell it or eat it before going to the sheni, that's the machlokas. But in the machlokas, Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel. But again, regarding the mitzvah being yotze, the mitzvah itself, if it sure would be okay, good. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Huna Ha'achin Shekanu Esrog Betusas Habayis. What if a father dies and he left an esrog in the estate? So could one brother take that? And before they split up the estate, could one brother take that? So if they're a kohen, the esrog between his abayis. Notzlu echan mehem v'yatzabo. If one of them took the esrog without the da'as of the others. If it was with the da'as of the others, then for sure he was yotzei. We assume that all the brothers want each of their brothers to be yotzei the mitzvah. But they did it without the da'as. So they took it. So im yachol la'ochlo. If he would be able to eat it, if he would want to. Meaning, there are other, he has rights to it, he has total control of it, if we would want to use it and eat it, yatza, v'im lavo yatza. Meaning, if he has that relationship and they would allow him to even eat it, then fine, but if not, not. That is what that's called lachem, as the Rashbam explains. V'davki yika esro l'kol chad v'chad. And this is only also if there are esrogim for the other brothers to be yotze with. So then we could assume that it is okay, they would be okay with that. Aval parsha rimalo. If this is the only esrog, then you got to ask them first. You have to work it out beforehand. As long as there are other esrogim. The Ritva says, even if some of the other esrogim are nicer and better, people are in makbid on hadar. People are in makbid. They want an esrog. So if there's only one esrog, don't think that's your esrog. Let's work it out. You'll have it and then you'll give it to me. But if you just take it, the brothers aren't mochel automatically in that way. Good. The Rashbam here quotes, interestingly, second wide line. The minog shalanu, our minog is, here says the Rashbam in France, not everybody has their own esrog in, but we have an esrog for the town. So our minog is to pass it around shul on the first day of Sukkos. Uminog shalanu shenagu levarech kol hakol beesrog echad. Why daitenu maskemes laseis kol echad b'matana eschelko lechaveiro? Because the das is that we all want each other to be able to be yotzei. So therefore, there's one esrog. We pass it all around, and that is good enough. That goes on money as quotes. If it's possible. We try to get our own esrog, even though, yes, this works and it's lochem. But if you know that it is going to be given to your friend in 5 minutes, it works, but it's better if you could get your own esrog. Amnam says the Agos Lamanios in Hilchas Lulav. Amnam ayare is Devar Hashem. V'amachabe ves mitzvosav. La'asosa min hamuvchar. Roy lios lo lulav ve'esrog bifnei atzmo. It's best if you can. Chada kede lasos hananuim gilchasan. After all, how many people could hold it? If there's only one per town, who gets it during the Hallel? You know, with lechatchila, it's best to have it during Hallel also. Va'od sherov b'nei adam mevarchim al das shein shutafin l'chol hakol b'rov makamos. When people, if you have that one esrog for the town and they all get it, even though the rabbi announces, everybody should have in mind that it's yours for the 3 minutes that you're holding it, they know that it's going to the next person in 5 minutes. It might be hard for them to have the proper das. And therefore, it's best to have your own. V'ein das tovei hakol elakein v'eina ma'alim alev v'lo yodim shetzarech lizaher ulahaskim sheyehe matana. V'chein ra'isi chasidim anshei maisa osim v'lo nagu mitchila lios l'kol hakol yachad ela ha'midochek. Shelo matzu esrogim l'kol hatzarech. If you don't have a choice, you don't have a choice. But if one can have their own, then it is better, says the Hagos Mamanios. Hagos Mamanios talks about this. It's interesting, the Ritva here discusses, in the case like the Rashbam talks about, do you have to do a kinyan? Is there a das kinyan? Or do you assume automatically, after you use it, it goes to me, and it goes to me? You don't need a maisa kinyan in the formal sense. We assume that whenever anybody in the call picks it up, it's theirs. It's theirs. You have that concept also by a talus of a shul, right? You don't make a bracha on a talus that's borrowed. But the minhag is to make a brach on the talus of a shul. Why? Because we assume that the people, the members of the shul, all hold that when you pick up a talus, it'll be yours for those 5 minutes that you're going to wear it. So that's the umdana involved. Right? The famous story of the Gra, that the Gra once sent somebody to get him an esrog, and he couldn't find one. Finally, he gets one. He says, the Gra says, spend any amount of money you want. I want it. Like this, I got some money else. Finally, the person gets to the town. He wants the esrog of the Gra. He's like, sure, I'll give it to you, but this is my price. I want the Gra's olam haba for this esrog. The olam haba that he's going to get for shaking the esrog, I want it. That's my price. The guy's like, I don't know if I'm going to do that. He's like, that's my price. Okay, the Gra told me any price. So he goes back, and he comes back to the Gra, and the Gra sees that he's a little sheepish and upset and quiet. He's like, whoa, whoa, what? Finally, he tells the Gra, and the Gra starts celebrating and jumping and dancing. And the Gra says, I never thought, every time I do a mitzvah, I always know in the back of my mind I'm going to get some schar for it. This is the first time in my life I'm doing a mitzvah totally lishma. Only because Hashem told me to do it. No schar! Baruch Hashem, thank you so much. That's the Gra's attitude towards mitzvahs. Good. We continue. Again, there's a lot here, but we'll move. Amar Rava, Esrog Zenas on the Chabim Matana, Amanasha Taxireuli. As we said, here it is. Matana Amanas Lahaxir. This is your Esrog, Amanas, that you give it back to me. Natzlu v'yatzabo, Hechziru Yatza. You took it and used it and you gave it back, then fine, you're Yotze. Lo Hechziru, lo Yatza. If you did not give it back, then merely you're not Yotze. Kamash Blanda, Matana Amanas Lahaxir, Shma Matana. Matana Amanas Lahaxir works, it is a good Matana. The Rishonim here discuss. The Rashbam and Tosfos, did he make a Tanai Kafel here? Did he make all of the conditions here? It doesn't sound that way. Right? The Tosfos discusses here, right? Why wasn't he Yotze? He didn't make a Tanai Kafel. The Tanai should be Batel. The Maisa should be Kayam. It should be his. Right? The Rashbam discusses, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Okay, that's a discussion here in the Rashbam and the Rishonim. Hahi itza davile dikla ba'ara to Rabibi bar Avin. There was a woman who had a tree in Rabibi bar Avin's property called Amas davis azla lemigzerei havi kapri lave. Whenever she went to cut down some fruit, he got upset because she didn't have a derech to get to the tree. She just owned the tree. It's getting back to earlier prakim. Akna se niele kol shnei chayev. So you know what? She knew she was a big rabbi. She gave him the tree for the rest of his life. The rest of his life. Okay, you can have it now. Azal ihu akne niele lebrokatans. What did he do? He was marketed to his young child. The Rashbam has 3 days. Why dafka the young child? Did he do it on purpose? Because he didn't want her to get it back, right? We said before that it's a rasha arum to sell the property. Is this a violation? Right, he's a rasha arum, one of the great amoraim. Right, so the Rashbam has 3 days here. Why it wasn't a rasha arum in this context? But either way, so he did it, and the woman got very upset. Amar Rafuna Bered Rav Yeshua, Mishun Da'asi Mi Mulai Amrisu Mili Mulyasa. Because you come from Mulai, you say cut off opinions. Meaning, Afila Rav Shimon Gamliel Lo Kamar El Acher Avalatz Malo. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel, who said when the Rishon would sell it, it's okay for him to sell it, and it stays with the Sheni. That's only where the no-sane gave it, and the no-sane was Masalik himself. But here this woman obviously only wanted to give it to you while you were alive. Then she wanted to go back to her. So therefore, you shouldn't have sold it. It shouldn't have been sold. And again, the Rashbam talks about more of the details. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, last section. Shar similar. Shar zed asan l'chabam atana. This ox is yours as a gift. Amanasha taksi reoli. As long as you give it back to me. Hekdesha of Echzero. The guy was Maktashit to the base of the Mikdash and then gave it back. Here's your animal back. Thank you very much. Harizem Muktashu Muksar. It works. He gave it back. He fulfilled the condition. And it happens to belong to Hekdesh now. Amalei Revelor of Nachman. Maya Hadre. What did he give back to him? Amalei. Maya Chasre. What did he cause as a loss? Right? There are some lines in the Gemara that scream out for lumdus, that scream out that what's the machlokas here? These are two lines that we don't really have time to go into, but we know there's something very deep going on here. What do you give back? Do you go by the physical item? Do you go by the value? How do you define a chazara? How do you define usage? But these two lines emphasize that. Ela Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Chazinon. I Amar Le Amanasha Tachzi Reyu. If he said, when you give it back, you have to give it back. Ha'adra, he gave it back. I Amar Le Amanasha Tachzi Reyu Li. But if he says, you have to give it back to me means, Mi Di De Chazi Le Ka Amar Le. It must be that he means, you have to give it back to me, you, something that I could use. And therefore, this would not be good enough. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Tomorrow's daf and the next daf will be put up from the last cycle. I can't give tomorrow. But again, I think I start off tomorrow's daf from a couple of years ago with the Xos, with a big discussion on this Matana Manas Lahachzir discussion and the other Rishonim. A lot to say on these lines. And the Mezhem will pick up in a few days. Okay, we'll stop here.